Pete Russo says he's getting lots of calls from concerned citizens. The Ashland County Board Chairman says they're worried about asbestos and mesothelioma, a fatal lung cancer caused by airborne asbestos fibers. Recently, reports surfaced by a scientist and the DNR that asbestos fibers are in at least part of the ore body that Gugibec Taconite hopes to mine. The DNR says they need more information before they know if that ore body is dangerous, while Northland College geoscience professor Tom Fitz calls the asbestos lethal. Russo's called a special meeting of the Mining Impact Committee Wednesday and will hear testimony from Fitz and the DNR. Then he says they'll consider an ordinance which would ban using explosives on asbestos rock.
Well, what I'm saying is this. If you are going to blast, if you do, you better have a way of capturing that asbestos so it does not get in the air around here and the air quality gets ruined. And I don't know how that's going to happen. We got to protect our citizens in Ashland County.
But GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says a county ordinance isn't needed. He says there are protections in place when a company mines an area that has asbestos deposits.
What we would have to do is demonstrate the likelihood of running into it and then demonstrate what we would do for safety precautions for the public and for workers. And if we can't be safe that way, we don't get a permit.
The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration and OSHA have asbestos exposure guidelines, but are not available for comment because of the partial federal government shutdown. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.